1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden is meeting with leaders of the Indo-Pacific at the G7 in Hiroshima, Japan this weekend, but the summit has been overshadowed by problems at home over the U.S. debt limit stalemate. Still, Mr. Biden offered a positive take on recent negotiations, saying the two sides are inching closer.
It goes in stages, what happens is the first meetings weren't all that progressive, the second ones were, the third one was.
House Republicans and the president's team broke for the night without a resolution Friday. The time to reconvene has not yet been announced. The man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been denied bail. A federal judge in Massachusetts says the list of people Jack Teixeira put at risk was as long as the phone book. Jim Brown is being remembered as a loving and wonderful husband, father, and grandfather in an Instagram post from his wife. The NFL Hall of Famer died at age 87. This is ABC News. NFL superstar and notable civil rights activist Jim Brown passed away peacefully Thursday night at the age of 76, according to a post made by his wife on Instagram Friday. ABC News contributor Mike Muse recounts the sometimes complicated legacy associated with the three-time Hall of Famer.
You can be a transformative athlete on the field. You can be transformative in your willing to impact and play a role within the civil rights movement with that. But then you can also, too, be a person who is marred with issues of domestic violence that has plagued him during his time period. All can be true at the same time, and we have to be honest with the story to bring that into play when it comes to that.
20% of older adults admit high prices have kept them from following the instructions on their medication. A survey published by the Journal of the American Medical Association says those who don't comply tend to be in their late 60s, have lower education and income, poorer health, more chronic conditions, and take multiple meds. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside,
I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve. Well, we ain't even close to done yet. We got a happy hour, and we're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Dom, you mentioned we got some sound from Bernie Sanders, and it breaks my heart to say this. I completely disagree on this singular topic with my man, Bernie Sanders. I think what Bernie is proposing is absolutely the wrong tact. I do not think the 14th Amendment will offer a remedy. I think that Bernie is offering us false hope. I think that, unfortunately, default will be inevitable with this Republican House. And if we did try this, the Dems get blamed, the Supreme Court overrules, and we just freaking default anyways. It's just going to make
it worse.
If
you default anyway, then why not go through the exercise and find out?
Because then the Dems get blamed.
Come on, man. The Republicans are going to blame the Dems anyway. The Dems are going to blame the Republicans anyway. So Bernie Sanders.
The question is who's the American people going to blame? And if they take this action, suddenly it's their fault when this blows up. When their proposed remedy doesn't solve the problem, it's a problem the American people blame us for. When this is really a terrorist act of the Republican Party.
Well, that's why you got to educate the public, Crudy, and guys like you spouting that off, that doesn't help. Let me educate you on what the senator tweeted out today.
Edify me, little buddy.
Today, 10 of my Senate colleagues and I sent a letter to President Biden urging him not to cave in to extreme Republican demands that will cause irreparable harm to the American people. Instead, he should prepare to use the 14th Amendment to avoid a catastrophic debt default. And there's a three-page, but only a couple pages here of a few paragraphs. Bear with me. Here is what the senator had to say. Some facts in here that I think some people need to hear. Dear Mr. President, we appreciate the efforts you have made to come up with a bipartisan budget deal that protects the needs of working families, the children, the seniors, the sick, and the most vulnerable, while demanding that the wealthiest people and most profitable corporations in America start paying their fair share. It is unfortunate that Republicans in the House of Representatives and Senate are not acting in good faith. Instead, Republicans have made it clear that they are prepared to hold our entire economy hostage unless you accede to their demands to reduce the deficit on the backs of working families. That is simply unacceptable. We agree with you that the United States must not default and that no one should be allowed to hold the economy hostage. Over the past 63 years, Bernie Sanders writes, the national debt limit has been raised nearly 80 times, 49 times when a Republican has been president and 29 times when a Democrat has been president. In fact, the debt ceiling was raised 18 times under President Ronald Reagan, 7 times under President George W. Bush, and 3 times under President Donald Trump. Under Trump, when the national debt increased by some $8 trillion with no strings attached. Indeed, Bush and Trump tax cuts for the wealthy are the driving force behind the increasing debt that Republicans now claim to care about. Defaulting on our national debt would have catastrophic consequences. Moody's has estimated that if we do not raise the national debt ceiling, over 7 million Americans could lose their jobs. The unemployment rate would climb to more than 8%. Interest rates on mortgages and credit cards would skyrocket, and Americans would lose some $10 trillion in household wealth. While we cannot default on our debt, we also cannot allow the destructive Republican budget to be implemented, Bernie Sanders writes. He goes on. Some bullet points here. If the House Republican Limit Save Grow Act were enacted, the damage done to our country would be incalculable. Here's just a few of the estimated impacts of what the American people can expect. So bear with me, a few bullet points. Deep and sweeping cuts, budget cuts would push 790,000 Americans out of their jobs and push our economy towards a recession. Up to 21 million Americans could lose Medicaid, ripping away the health care they need. 1.2 million women, infants, and children would not receive the nutrition they need to stay healthy through the SNAP WIC program. Nutritional services, such as Meals on Wheels, would be cut for more than 1 million low-income seniors. 640,000 families would lose access to rental assistance, and more than 430,000 low-income families would be evicted from Section 8 housing. 200,000 children thrown off a Head Start. 180,000 kids lose access to child care. 80,000 jobs cut at the Department of Veteran Affairs alone. And millions of veterans forced to wait much longer for the care they need. 2 million Americans lose access to health care through the community health centers, and 80,000 young Americans would lose their ability to attend college on Pell Grants, will be slashed for up to 6.6 million students. And now he concludes. The choice we face is clear. We cannot reach a budget agreement that increases the suffering of millions of Americans who are already living in desperation. At a time of massive wealth and income inequality, we must ask billionaires and large corporations who are doing phenomenally well to start paying their fair share of taxes. We also cannot allow these budget negotiations to undermine the historic clean energy and environmental justice investments made by Congress and your administration by allowing fossil fuel companies to unleash a flood of dirty energy products that will worsen the climate crisis and disproportionately impact frontline communities. We must continue the transition from fossil fuel to clean and renewable energy. Republicans' unwillingness to consider one penny of new revenue from the wealthy and large corporations, along with their diminishment of the disastrous consequences of default, have made it seemingly impossible to enact a bipartisan budget deal at this time. We write to urgently request that you prepare to exercise your authority under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which clearly states, Crudy, the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. Using this authority would allow the United States to continue to pay its bills on time without delay, preventing a global economic catastrophe. We look forward to meeting with you to further discuss the issue. Signed, Senator Bernie Sanders and 10 other senators.
You know, I prefer to hear it in the senator's words. We do have a little sound from our guy, Bernie Sanders. He should be everybody's guy. Should be President Bernie, but that's a whole different story for a different day. Let's play it for the American people. Cut number one. Bernie Sanders.
As disastrous as it would be to default on our debt, it would be equally disastrous to pass the outrageous Republican proposals.
More from Bernie. As you mentioned, Dom, he advocates for using the 14th Amendment, says we do have a constitutional remedy. We cannot default. So therefore, Joe Biden, point at the 14th Amendment, don't default. Just print new debt. Play it.
The president has the authority and the responsibility under the Constitution to make sure that we continue to pay our bills.
One more from Bernie Sanders. Again, utilize the 14th Amendment, although it might be an imperfect solution. Cut three, please.
Is this a perfect solution? Is imposing the 14th Amendment a perfect solution? No, it is not. But using the 14th Amendment would allow the United States to continue to pay its bills on time and without delay, prevent an economic catastrophe, and prevent devastating cuts.
Dom, I'm not rooting for default. Please don't mishear me. But it's going to happen. And I would suggest, while Bernie may have the right tone of what the ultimate remedy might be, eventually, this may become such a crisis that Joe Biden is forced to the point towards the 14th Amendment, you know, print the $1 trillion coin, whatever the case may be. But I don't think you can save the Republicans from themselves again. We cannot walk to the brink and then hold the back of Kevin McCarthy's head and keep his face out of the lawnmower again. I mean, by doing so effectively, we blunt the harm of these Republicans. And it's right to try and blunt the malfeasance and the harm, whether intended or whether it's just performative, Dom. These Republicans want this default. They want this to happen because why? Joe Biden's the president. They don't give a damn what happens to the American people through their inaction or their terrorist demands. And Bernie Sanders is saying, no, go use whatever remedy, imperfect solution might be there. But all we're doing is we're pulling their face back from the lawnmower blade again. So we, the American people, don't get sprayed with the carnage. But eventually, the American people have to see through this governance by terrorism. If we, the people, as our friend Tom from the leftist coast talks about, if we, the people, do not find some form of representative governance, a governing majority, if we don't see enough Democrats win seats, if it's not bad enough for the American people to see there is a freaking difference between these two parties, people, and I'm not down for the Dems so much as the other teams got me scared to freaking death. So, Bernie, keep your powder dry. The 14th Amendment will be how we scrape the blood in the guts of this default off the American people when the Democrats have to clean up another mess made by Republican governance.
So your suggestion is to what? Joe Biden, don't negotiate, call their bluff, and when they fail to pass a clean debt ceiling hike, then invoke the 14th Amendment?
After the debt default has been declared, after we...
Oh, dude, what? No. After the default? Why? To prove a point?
I'm not the one proving the point here.
No, but that's just
my words to you.
The American people need to know. They need to know. You know, these are terrorists, fascists, megas, man. They're holding you hostage.
What do you think?
Debt ceiling raised 18 times under Reagan, Crudy, 7 under Bush, 3 under Trump. When Trump added $8 trillion to the debt, with not a word from the Republicans. $8 trillion.
I know the history, fella.
Okay, but does everybody? So now they're going to put the strings on. Now the Republicans are going to say, oh, wait. No, hell no, man. I don't think you even engage. You don't engage with the terrorists.
I'm not suggesting we do.
You do it now. You don't wait to default. If you're going to go there anyway, if you're going to go to the 14th Amendment anyway, why would you possibly wait for the default?
Because I'm not legally clear that Joe Biden can just go print a $1 trillion coin. I'm not clear that he can just take the 14th Amendment, show it to the American people and say, keep printing money. I'm not sure that's how it works. And I'm not sure that this Supreme Court would allow that to happen. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. One of us is wrong. You decide which.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 44. Northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow, 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Once again, low of 44 overnight, highs reach 72 tomorrow, lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to get your take on using the 14th Amendment to get around the terrorist Republicans holding the world economy hostage if they don't get their way. 844-967-2789.
And suddenly, Joe Biden will be all those things they always accused him of being. He's leading by dictate. He's exceeded the authority of the presidency. All those things would be decided
well,
by...
How do you define the 14th Amendment? The validity of a debt will not be questioned. You tell me what that means then, Cruz.
I think this is a ridiculous exercise, no doubt. I think this is terrorism.
You still got to deal with it. And getting other people to vote, you got to see all the Republicans are doing it. That all takes time, man. I mean, we got what, 2-3 weeks, maybe? I mean, maybe we got some more time. I mean, Yellen gave some, you know, a range. But, you know, it's coming sooner than later.
I get
later.
That it's coming sooner than later. Okay, so and we're going
to, you know, so seeing the carnage and trying to convince the voters that this is not what you do. You can't possibly be a leader and responsible and allow the default to happen if you think that you got the back pocket 14th Amendment. You pull it out and use it first before the default. Maybe get a Supreme Court judgment prior to default.
There is no such thing. There is not a prior get out of jail free card. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi,
Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Yeah, time for Joe to take control and utilize the 14th Amendment. He needs to defend the United States against those fascists that are trying to destroy our country. And they are. You know, they go after women's rights. They're sticking their nose in everybody's lives. They control our everything in our lives, and they're getting worse and worse, and especially even in Wisconsin, those guys all need to go. We need to get very active and push these fascists. You know what?
How do you think the best way to do that would be, Jeannie? I mean, the people have to see how god awful their governance is at some point, right?
We know how god awful their governance.
Well, we get it, Jeannie. But what the hell's wrong with our neighbors that continue to vote for Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, and it's a coin flip election every time. And when it comes down to 50-50 in the U.S. Senate and a 5-vote majority in the U.S. House, you don't have a governing majority. There's no way for Joe Biden to get anything done to actually deliver for the American people. So the pendulum's got to swing far enough in our direction that the Dems can lead, but you talk. I've been speaking too much.
You can't work with people who are liars and frauds and cheats. You can't. You can't work with people that try to take your election away. Give me a break. And who are still trying to do it. You can't work with liars. The thing of it is he needs to explain to the people why he's doing right during prime time and why, and I'm sure the country will understand. The thing of it is you guys have made a difference in our state, and I wish every state had you guys in it, because you are making a difference, because you bring out the truth, and it's amazing, and people are learning, and they're more interested in learning even on their own to find even resources to learn. And you guys are an outstanding public service in our state, and I wish you were all over the country. But unfortunately, maybe not right now, but Biden needs to stand up there and protect the public, period, because these yahoos, they spin everything whichever way they want to, but we'll spin it back where it belongs, and the president needs to do this for our country and the people in our country. And guess what? We want him to do it, and he works for us. So thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, Jeannie, one quick thought for you.
What?
Sage closed on those radio stations up in Eau Claire yesterday. They're part of Civic Media now. So right around summertime, right around June 5th, that's what I'm defining as summer, you're going to hear the greatest radio show ever on 93.5 FM in Eau Claire.
93.5 FM?
Yes, ma'am. Currently, it's playing out some music. But when we get there, we're bringing the fire, sister. And we're bringing you with if you keep calling.
Well, yeah, I love you guys. You know that. And I've been listening to you for years and years. And, like, you guys are the truth. You do an outstanding job. You've got great people and different shows. I mean, you're great. So, anyway, I better let you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I would have given you more time to tell us how great we were, Jeannie. We love you more, Jeannie. We really do. You are one of our favorite callers. 844-967-2789. Dan, the man from Madison. Welcome, Dan. What do you got?
Hi, Dan.
Morning or afternoon. One of the things that I haven't heard anybody talking about, and I think we need to consider, I really think Joe's in a really bad catch-22 here, because there is a law that puts that debt ceiling into place. And I understand that the Constitution is supreme. But in the meantime, what will happen is if Joe does try to use the 14th Amendment to overrule that law and issue more debt, the first thing the Republicans are going to do is impeach him for breaking the law. So not only will the Supreme Court have to decide the constitutional crisis of the debt issue, but at the same time, they're going to be trying to deal with that whole issue of the Republicans trying to impeach him as well.
Well, Dan, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene already beat you to your thought. She's introducing impeachment doctrines against Joe Biden. She's had him in her purse the whole time. She's been ready, just waiting.
That's true.
But Dan, I do think you make a good point. It's not going to go unchallenged. It's not like Joe can declare 14th Amendment,
no,
folks.
No, certainly.
The law passed that created the debt ceiling can be completely ignored, because they're going to run on the shadow docket straight to the Supreme Court, and either Alito or corrupted Clarence are going to take it up and say, we're going to hear
say
this.
Yes, that the debt, the validity of the U.S. United States debt can be challenged. See how that's going to work out.
Well,
that's
the
not
validity
happen.
Of the law that
the overrule. Law can't overrule the Constitution. That's how it works. Last time I went to civics class.
Yeah, that's how Dobbs worked out, too. I know. They follow precedent. All those good legal theories, stare decisis, ends justify the means, all that kind of stuff, right? More devils.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden is meeting with leaders of the Indo-Pacific at the G7 in Hiroshima, Japan this weekend, but the summit has been overshadowed by problems at home over the U.S. debt limit stalemate. Still, Mr. Biden offered a positive take on recent negotiations, saying the two sides are inching closer.
It goes in stages, and what happens is the first meetings weren't all that progressive. The second ones were. The third one was.
House Republicans and the president's team broke for the night without a resolution Friday. The time to reconvene has not yet been announced. The man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been denied bail. A federal judge in Massachusetts says the list of people Jack Teixeira put at risk was as long as the phone book. Jim Brown is being remembered as a loving and wonderful husband, father, and grandfather in an Instagram post from his wife. The NFL Hall of Famer died at age 87. This is ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friday is the biggest deal, but it's Thursday. We're getting there. Friday Eve, if you will, the happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls. We could default very, very soon. You know, sometime after Labor Day weekend. You know, something to enjoy over a couple of cold beers by the campfire. Hey, Ma, Dad, do you think we'll default on Monday, Tuesday? What day do you think it'll be?
Labor Day or Memorial Day? Which holiday are you talking about?
The one that comes first. Which
okay,
one is
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Well, why are you dragging Labor Day into it?
You said Labor Day, man. I just want to be clear on our timing here. So
I struggle with the bookend summer holidays. Memorial Day. My bad. Mea culpa. 844-967-2789. Any other corrections you'd like to make on the public airwaves of your buddy?
Man. I just don't get it. And folks, join me. Help me understand, Crudy. Help me understand the logic here. If default is inevitable, And I guess that's what you're kind of thinking here. Why wait to enact whatever process would have to go through to challenge the debt ceiling under the 14th Amendment? Why not do that sooner than later?
Well, I didn't hear any remedy offered by our fine guest economist, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dunn, yesterday when, you know, when the hypothetical of creating the $1 trillion coin was put out there. She talked about rapid inflation, or at least the devaluation of the American currency. Joe can't just wave a magic wand and say 14th Amendment. There's not a means by which he can get there from here. And I think one of the callers, I think it was Dan from Madison, was keen in his observation. Well, there is a succeeding law. It's not just the Constitution. You can change the direction slightly. It's not in conflict with the Constitution. There is a remedy. Congress has to show up and do their job. They refuse to do so in a non-terroristic fashion. That doesn't mean the Supreme Court's going to say, Joe Biden, we bless it. No, I don't think that would ever be the case. So Joe's going to go out there. They're going to hammer the guy with his effort. The Supreme Court's going to smack it down. We're going to freaking default anyways. So I would say
let the validity of more debt back then be challenged, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, because both things cannot be true. And they're going to trash Joe no matter what Joe does. That's part of the job. So let's just put that aside, right? He's going to be blamed for this or that. They're already going to impeach him.
The only real remedy is the pain of the default is so extreme that Wall Street and the constituents crush their Republican House members into doing the right thing and passing a clean bill. That is the only solution.
After default?
I think it will come after default.
So I don't think the remedy is really there. So you don't think that the 14th Amendment, the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned, that you don't think that if the Congress fails to do their job, that the executive branch cannot rely on the Constitution itself?
No, not with this Supreme Court. Not until something disastrous has already happened.
I don't think Joe can preemptively do it. That's why you got to start the process sooner than later. But so you're suggesting that this Supreme Court would then say, yes, in fact, the validity of our public debt can be questioned. It is questionable. There's only two answers. Either it is or it isn't, right?
It's only questionable in that the legislative remedy has not yet occurred, and when it does, then it's beyond question again.
But in the meantime, is default by very nature not possible because of the 14th Amendment? I mean, they could not do their job.
It's going to happen, dude. You and I can argue about it, and then we're going to see history happen because these performative Republicans want it to happen because they're going to fundraise off their base. The people want this.
They're not going to give a whole lot of money if we go into recession and millions of people lose their jobs.
Well, maybe not on the back end, but they're really looking to get the money on the front end. 844-967-2789. The disastrous consequences to the economy are not instantaneous. They're trickled down to the poorest first. Usually it's from the bottom up. Robert West Allis, welcome. What do you got for us, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I'm with Dom. I think, you know, Biden needs to do what he needs to do. And who cares what the Supreme Court says? You know, the matter of fact is it's in the Constitution. They have no ability to judge a law constitutional. We put up with this since what? Was it Madison versus Mayberry, or was it Madison versus Marshall? I can't remember the case where they've granted power to themselves that was never written into the Constitution. So if you're an originalist, these guys really don't have the power to do anything.
You think they're going to overrule their own power to overrule? I mean, come on, man. Talking about a constitutional crisis wrapped in a constitutional crisis.
May as well do all the laundry, Robert. If we're going to go through the constitutional crisis, let's have it all out. Let's get it done with.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, do they have a police force? Do they have an army? They don't have neither one of those things. The only thing they have is that people have confidence in them. Their approval rating is lower than Congress's, and you see how corrupt these guys are. I think they should go for it and put the argument in front of the American people. And if they give him a hard time about it, he should say, you know, the Justice Department should start investigations along with the Senate into some of their actions there. I mean, at some point, we have to do the right thing. We can't let the economy melt down, you know, for these, you know, childless political reasons. I mean, we just can't. It's going to be too disastrous. So that's really all I had to say.
Well, it will be very disastrous when it occurs.
And your Congressman Mark Polkan also tweeted out, it's time, 14th Amendment. It's very clear in the Constitution. That's your congressman. Maybe you should call him and see what he thinks.
Well, your congressperson, Gwen Moore, said Joe Biden shouldn't effectively negotiate with these guys on this terrorist demand, part of which her objection is to force, what, SNAP recipients to work or more stringent strings attached for a raise in the debt ceiling. Got to stick it to poor people concurrently. That's one of the poison pill terrorist proposals, right?
Yes.
Gwen says, I don't like it. Trudy doesn't like it. Dom doesn't like it. The American people don't like governance in this way. But this is the means they have. And Joe Biden, what we think is theoretically Joe could do something and say he's going to extend more debt. But legally, I am much less clear that he can wave that magic wand, Dom. And I do think currently the Congress is empowered either solve this problem or let it blow up in the American people's face. I just want to be very clear who we're going to blame when it happens. And what I don't want to see happen is Joe Biden gets out over his skis on this 14th Amendment thing. The economy blows up and they blame Joe Biden's proposed remedy instead of the party that crashed the bus.
Okay, so then your solution would be for Joe to, what, accept the terms of the terrorist agreement from the Republicans?
When did you hear me say that?
Okay.
Stop putting words in my mouth,
Joe. Okay, I just want to be, I'm asking, I'm clarifying for my own edification. So Joe should not negotiate with the terrorists.
No.
Joe should not enact the 14th Amendment. What are you suggesting Joe actually do?
I think Joe should go out on the stump or perhaps before the American people, a fireside chat, if you will. I can get him across the state of Wisconsin, at least. And I think he should talk about the need to pass a clean debt ceiling increase, which would take about 5 minutes. I'll sign it immediately thereafter. In all of these other deep philosophical discussions on future expenditures and policy, well, they can all wait for the budget, which comes next.
Right.
That's the clear argument, because that's the means of having the argument.
Yes. Correct. That's where you address these kinds of issues.
And I would lay out very clearly, if our colleagues across the aisle, if this once great party, these Republicans, allow the American people to feel the pain of this default, of this debt, no, they do so of their own volition, with selfish intent, and hammer them for it. That's what I would do. 844-967-2789. But, you know, hammer is often a remedy for a guy who only owns a hammer. It's my only tool in the toolbox.
When all you have is a hammer, right? Everything's a nail.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Well, first of all, go Jeannie. Send her to Washington. She cleaned this up overnight.
Yeah. Right.
Seriously.
She lives in the third. She could run against Derek Van Orden tomorrow.
There you go. But to Tom, always with the you know, we the people, I totally agree with him, and I'll get to where I'm at with the debt ceiling. We'll never be we the people again, in my estimation, guys, unless we get rid of Citizens United, which brought us these gerrymandered districts. And one more thing I want to get rid of is the Electoral College. Now, Dom, I think it was Northwoods Terry yesterday brought up the fact that people are polling already at almost 40% that they're going to blame Joe Biden either way. So, no, I don't think he should be playing Russian roulette with the American economy. He needs to do this and let the chips fall where they may after.
Do what? What are you proposing? I want to be clear. Dick?
Well, I'm all for him, the 14th Amendment.
And what's that look like as a process? He pulls the lever in the White and the Oval Office. Where's the 14th Amendment lever?
This is what's being proposed. Okay, I don't know the ins and outs of it totally, but I do know this. It sounds like it would stop amazing carnage on this economy. And he does not need that going into an election. And I think it'd be much worse than in the blame thing. Would, like Northwood said yesterday, people are already lining up more towards it's Biden before it even happens.
No doubt, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I kind of discount all of that. Thank you for the call. There is another thing out there, and that's the discharge position that's been presented in the House. So there's last resort plan also on the table, technically.
That actually, and I was at a Mark Pocan press conference in his congressional office and district, and Mark said that they positioned this discharge position petition in the House of Representatives to effectively be enactable anytime after May 16th. I wasn't clear, you know, is it 6 months? You got to wait a certain period of time. We're going to give notice. I'm not clear, but Mark was very specific, May 16th or after. And what that would effectively do is allow all of the Democrats plus a small minority of Republicans, let's say 5 or 6, to do the right thing by the American people in this hostage-taking circumstance. Well, now we're on to something. You know, that is the real remedy, because I don't think they have the votes to default. I don't think there are 218 or more Republicans that actually want to default. I think there's about a dozen. And I think they're Marjorie Taylor Greene and perhaps Kevin McCarthy. I think they're steering the boat, you know, Thelma and Louise style. And I remember, you know, we had one of those big boat cars when I was a kid. My mama, she'd stick that hand out there. You know, that was my airbag. She'd just keep my head.
Right, hang on, I got you. Because
you had the lap belt, but you didn't even have the shoulder belt. So mama hit the brake.
Yeah, if you even had the lap belt on.
Mom would stick her hand out and keep your head off the dashboard. You'd hope.
You hope.
Or you'd be in the back seat smacking into the back of the seats. Well, right now, I don't know if Joe Biden has the means to stick a hand out and stop Kevin McCarthy's face from crashing into the lawnmower blade, the analogy I've been using. But what I would say is the Congress can still, and this is a very interesting point, Dom, through the discharge petition, as Mark Pocan pointed out maybe a week ago, the solution is already out there in stealth mode. And you can do this. This isn't, you know, got to be run up the Supreme Court flagpole for approval.
Right.
You don't have to use pixie dust and unicorns to come up with the magic formula to somehow get from here to a 14th Amendment remedy, because I'm not even sure what that looks like. An executive order, a lawsuit. I mean, how do you even enact that? Go to the printing press with $1 trillion coin.
Yeah, you have standing. You know, you challenge it. Your DOJ brings a case. That's how you handle it. But that takes time. A discharge position already in the works. That takes way less time.
Are you still standing? Because I've sat down. Come back. More Devils. 844-96-PARTY.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa!
was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 44. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow, 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Once again, low of 44 overnight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this Throw Your Local Government Out Thursday, whatever crude you called it. But you can join us 844-967-2789.
I called it a stellar Thursday right up until you started stepping on me with this whole one-sided argument I'm not winning. At least not predicated on the popular vote. I think it's rigged. It's rigged. Recount.
It's rigged. It's rigged. Don't believe the polls, Crudy.
I want to throw out all the absentee ballots from Dane and Milwaukee County, and then I think I got a fighting chance.
And then we'll really know the true will of the people.
Dominic, Governor, Gubernator, Ron Meatball DeSantis, he's in it to win it, according to reporting at the New York Times. In a phone call with donors for his super PAC, Gubernator Ron DeSantis revealed he's in the race. Here is how he was quoted, Dom. You have basically three people at this point that are credible in this whole thing. Biden, Trump, and me. I think of those three, two have a chance to get elected president. Biden and me, based on all the data in swing states, which is not great for the former president and probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him, said DeSantis. Now, I actually agree with his assessment there, which is why I support Donald Trump as your Republican nominee in 2024. And I'm behind the polling that has him leading DeSantis by like 40 points, because although the 25% or so, and I mean, DeSantis is a fascist in his own right, but Donald Trump is unelectable in the swing state that I live in, because there's a Civic Media network here, Dom. It's never happening again. It's the first time DeSantis officially described himself in this whole thing. While DeSantis has spent the last few weeks traveling around early primary states, he's largely dodged saying Donald Trump's name and refused to attack him directly. The one thing he suggested is that Trump's a loser by targeting what he calls the culture of losing. This week, he's taking greater steps forward, using local elections to highlight the loser candidates Trump backed. Wasn't his pick in the Jacksonville mayoral race also a loser? Just saying.
Yes, indeed, Crudy, it was.
It garnered responses from Trump on his personal social media account, calling DeSantis the real loser because his endorsed candidates did better than DeSantis's. Is that like saying, my endorsements are less of a loser than your endorsees were?
I lose less than the big loser over there. Get in, losers. We're going losing.
As the Times reporter listening and on the call, DeSantis claimed that while traveling to the early primary states, he found many people believed in Trump's policies. I'd like you to define those, but not his values. He argued that in the 2 years under President Joe Biden, all 4 years of Trump had been erased. You know, Trump was somebody. We liked his policies, but we didn't like his values. What, the one round of tax cuts for billionaires? That was the high point of the guy's presidency.
And that's actually what we're fighting about right now. A big chunk of that, of course, because of the debt that we have was incurred under Donald Trump and other Republican presidents. I mean,
well, they don't want to pay for it.
Clinton balanced the budget.
That or the pandemic aid, because Trump signed off on a bunch of that as well. You know, Trump was somebody. We liked his policies, but we didn't like his values. And with you, we like your policies, but also know that you share our values, DeSantis claimed an Iowa voter told him. You know, it's great when you tell stories about what great things people said to you. Let me tell you how great Jeannie thinks we are. She thinks we're super great. DeSantis went on to take what is called an unmistakable jab at Trump, claiming there are some that kind of raise money just for themselves. Now, DeSantis is sitting on about a cool $150, $200
million? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's he? Who'd you raise that money for?
The bouncing people? Around the country, serving the citizens of Florida. The roster reporting on the New York Times report, the report explained that despite being behind by 30 points, DeSantis would likely start out with more money due to the super PAC cash he's been raising, as Crudy mentioned. There are lots of similarities with another Florida Republican candidate for president, Jeb Bush, who began with tons of money and support, but was quickly shredded.
I see a more analogous to Scott Walker, the wanker, who also had gobs of money in. Early success before he crashed on the rocks in 71 days.
Well, I mean, the guy
after
was
he declared
burning. I mean, he was setting up sounds, you know, stages and sound and lights at like the local Iowa diner for thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, you don't need to do that, but when you see a guy like Walker walking around with a wad of cash in his pocket, and you know, the vendor's like, "Hey, there's a mark. Yeah, I'll set up the stage and lights for you at Denny's. It'll cost you 10 grand. You got 10 grand? Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's about time we did this. Just time." And then he fork over 10 grand because hell, it ain't Walker's money anyway. What does he give a damn? But yeah, after slow burning or quick burning for a few months, Walker was out and was pulling at 0.0. As the Raw story writes, this call comes on a difficult day for DeSantis. The lawmaker lost a suit in federal court that he could take a campaign email list from a pro DeSantis super PAC. Court agreed the value had to be more than $5,000, which is the threshold to declare his candidacy. On Thursday, news broke. We posted this on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. On the socials, check it out. Disney pulling a $1 billion investment into Florida that would have created 2,000 jobs. The report said that the decision was directly tied to the governor's bullying of the company over it being pro-equality. Equality and equal rights are described by DeSantis as woke and used as a pejorative. So, yeah, there goes a $1 billion investment in an office building where they're going to take a part of the Disney franchise out in California and bring a bunch of people to Florida. A bunch of people didn't want to move from California to Florida. They quit their jobs, but Disney stuck strong, or they're going to do it anyway. Well, now apparently that's off the table.
Dominic, my understanding, fascist in waiting, presidential candidate in waiting, Ron DeSantis is going to declare next Thursday, May 25th, that's what's being reported. And if you add 71 days onto that, because that was the length of the declared Scott Walker candidacy, he got in September. Actually, it was July, wasn't it? I was there the day before Scott Walker declared. I was in Waukesha, and the wanker signed a budget. And the next day, he declared his candidacy. I was not at that event. And 71 days later, he was out of the race. That would put Ron DeSantis at the wanker threshold of inviability around August 5th.
He's just got to make it past August. Maybe he's a little more frugal, you know, with the money than Walker. I mean, MC Hammer was calling Scott Walker going, "Dude, you're spending way too much money on tour."
Here's the deal. Wanker barely survived the Iowa State Fair. If you can't make it, you know, standing on the straw bales, talking to the people without trying to steal protest signs.
That's what he was doing.
You ain't presidential material. See you in Iowa, Ron DeSantis. See the rest of you on the radio tomorrow. Don't forget, my pal Joe Clayfish does Raised in the Wisco at 7. Native Roots Radio in between. Keep it locked. Civic Media. That's what all the Patriots do. Please play.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.